Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are in the thick of summer. I'm so excited. And I believe when this episode drops, Carlene, you're almost the birthday girl. What is it? Leo season, Libra season? What is it?
It is Leo season. I'm an early Leo. I think most Leos are August, but I'm an early bird. And so I'm bringing, you know, I've got my big Leo hair on today. It's all fluffed out.
Good.
And I'm ready to roar, girl. So tell what's going on today. What are we talking about?
Today is all about jet setting. Today is about enjoying the summer, taking that out of office moment. I hope all of you are enjoying some time off this summer. I personally feel like everyone on my Instagram feed is in Greece, Italy, or France, and good for them. I might have to mute them, but you know, it's okay. My Euro moment will come. And I actually saw a very funny conversation with one influencer that I follow. And she was like, she was actually kind of down about it. She's like, here I am in Italy. And I feel like everybody that I follow is like posting the same content that I'm here to capture. And she's like, right. It's kind of bumming me out. I'm like, right. Wow, that's such an interesting sign of the times, as it were. But Today we're going to be talking about just the jet set vibe, what we're packing on the holidays that we're going on, whether that's to a cottage or to Europe or to the beach. And we also have a very special guest joining us, and that's celebrity facialist Cynthia Rivas. She just worked with Lily Aldridge for the Met Gala. She's also an official Chanel beauty partner. So she really has this beautiful Upper East Side atelier in New York where she tends to these famous faces. But why we wanted to speak to her for this exact episode is that she's kind of the queen of a pop-up spa. Like she's popping up in all of these extremely elite White Lotus 1% elite types of spaces. So she's the jet set queen and we needed to get her best skin tips today. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I remember reading an article. I think we talk about this as well, that she did a pop-up in Paris for Paris Fashion Week and was like tending to the faces of the front row. So cool. Can't wait to get her tips on like what she packs, just how to look great in the sun. But before we get to our chat with her, let's talk about our own jet setting this summer. Yes. Jill, I know you're going to your idyllic PEI. Anywhere else?
Yes. I mean, there probably will be a few cottage little sojourns. Yes, possibly I might be going to New York as well. It's all up in the air at the moment, but I'm just, you know, always I have a bag ready to go at all times with my jet set essentials.
You do.
And I know that 2023 is the year of Croatia and Carlene coming together. Handshake emoji. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be going to Croatia because my mom is Croatian and she just had her 84th birthday. So I really realized, you know, I haven't been there since when I graduated university. That was a while ago. And I realized, you know, this is the moment to go with my mom again, back to the old country, back to the motherland, and have my kids experience it with my mom. So she is beyond excited, as I'm sure you can imagine. And it's been a lot of planning, because it's not a huge country, but it's like things are spread out. You know what I mean?
And doing it with multi-generations, your dad's also going, right? And your husband and your kids. So it's like a family affair, and trying to see everything. It's quite a big undertaking.
Going to the islands, visiting family. I've heard a lot of people who go back don't tell their family they're coming, because it's just so hard to go like inland from the coast and you only have 2 weeks. So I've done it, but it's like we're flying, we're renting cars, all of this. I have tips for people. You can always DM me. But honestly, the biggest tip that I have for people is, apparently now Dubrovnik is kind of over because it is so busy ever since Game of Thrones. So that was, you know, that was the hot spot on the Dalmatian coast. But it's so expensive now. My cousin who's from Croatia, don't kill me, anyone who's from Dubrovnik, she likened it to Niagara Falls. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, I turned around and did a 180 so fast. I was like, not going there. So the hot tip is, it's all about Istria now, which is on the north coast of Croatia.
Great.
You can drive there from Zagreb in, I think, like 2.5-3 hours. And apparently, like, the government has given people money to do development there. It's just on the other side of the border from Italy. Supposed to be like beautiful. That's where she described that to me. That's like California, like good wine, great, just like luscious scenery and not overrun. So there's my hot tip of the day for people who want to have unique experiences and not the same shot that everybody else has in Europe. There's a tip.
Yeah.
Hot tip.
We're going to circumvent that whole idea that we were talking about off the hop. That's so cool. I mean, it's one of those things that you look for, the anticipation, right? It's like you just look forward to it for so long. So I'm just like excited for you and just like hoping that it all goes well and that, you know, there's no family drama.
Yeah.
Because usually traveling with family,
people
are jet lagged, you know, it's always a little challenging.
But Jill, like you mentioned, you always have a travel bag on the go, because partially for your, I don't know which one's the side hustle at this point, you broadcasting or you being a podcaster, but you're always traveling around.
Doing,
so I know you have a bag that is always packed. Like, what do you do for makeup?
I keep it pretty minimal when I'm on the road in terms of just like palettes that do a lot. So like the Hourglass Unlocked palette, which we've talked about so many times on our show, I always bring one of those. Mm-hmm. I always bring a Makeup by Mario eyeshadow palette. And I'll usually bring like a liquid eyeshadow from like Violette or something if I just want to kind of like dress it up one night, like something with a little bit of shimmer in it. But I would say a more recent trend, if you will, for myself is I have to bring a lot more hair products with me, because I had COVID, the OG COVID, in September of 2022. And what I realized after I had that bout of COVID many months later, I guess I didn't really realize it in the moment, but I actually did have quite a lot of hair thinning and even some hair loss. So now I'm in this very interesting regrowth phase, and it's just frankly kind of awkward, and I've got a lot of frizz going on. So I need a lot of hair products to help me sort of like tame my hair for the summer. And I'm finding my hair regrowth is just such a challenge. My hair is way frizzier than ever because I have regrowth, right? So it's standing up at like a weird, it's like probably at like 4 inches at this point. And so keeping that fuzz away is a lot more, it's annoying.
Interesting.
So I have to bring with me, like, I have the Orbay super fine hairspray. I have little cans of this. Like, this, I don't even know. This is probably like $40. I have no clue. They very generously sent it to me. I also have the Orbay dry texturizing spray. I have the Orbay gold oil. This is a really good hair oil to travel with because it's only 50 milliliters and it also is just really well contained. It's not going to spill everywhere. I really like this one. Mm-hmm. And of course, I cannot be without the Way Detox Shampoo. I travel with this. This is the little guy.
Oh, I didn't know they had a mini.
But this year's Sephora birthday gifts, there's also an amazing Way birthday gift. So that's like a mini of the leave-in conditioner that I like. So I will be bringing that whole set with me, actually. I forgot that I set that aside to travel with.
The detox shampoo is, I feel like that would be the perfect thing as you're coming out of the ocean and salty waves, you know.
I love it.
Yeah. I just want to say that the power of the minis, I have basically a PSA for marketers and for PR people, especially right now, because here's a hot tip. As editors, as you know, we receive a lot of products, too much for us to try, too much for us to personally try. But where there is a huge opportunity is when we're traveling and you provide us with minis. And I can't tell you, like, that you were pointing out that little Orbe dry shampoo. Mm-hmm. Like, I have used a couple of those from brands that I normally wouldn't necessarily reach to because they're just kind of random. But somebody sent me the minis, like, you know, this Design Me line, which actually, like, my friends really like the curly hair
one. Oh, it's good.
The point is that there is an opportunity there for people to use your product where they might not normally, like skincare, the little mini skincares. Yeah. Like I have one from Grown Alchemist that is ready to go. It's in a really cute little bag and I'll be trying it. I haven't tried their skincare yet, but it's got all the steps in it except sunscreen. So I think there's also an opportunity there. Because there's not a lot that include a sunscreen step. Shiseido's great for that, though. Remember we checked out that set at Macy's? They have a really good one that I can link to. It's their active sunscreen and skincare kit. And it has the foaming cleanser from Shiseido, which I love. It has the concentrate that is great for hydration off of a flight. You can do that between steps. And then it has the Ultime Sun Protector Lotion SPF 52. That's a great one. And just before we get into our chat with our guest, Cynthia, I do need to finish it off by talking about a self-tanning product that I used and I really like. So this is the Nuda Self-Tanning Water Mousse in light to medium. It's $54 Canadian. And this line is pretty new. They just launched in, I think it was 2022. I was going to say 2002. My God. 2022. And you guys can't see it, but I'm showing it to Jill. This is a very unique product because it's a water mousse. It's literally clear in the bottle.
Yeah.
Like it looks like water. And I saw it. And first of all, it's just like, it's really elegant, the packaging and everything. And I'll be really honest with you, Jill. When I first received this line last year, I binned it immediately. But the reason that I binned it is because of the logo. If you look at this logo, Nuda, it's called Nuda. It is so similar to Huda Beauty that I honestly just had an emotional reaction because I love Huda Beauty and I bent it. And I was like, how dare you? But after that, some of my friends had been asking me, have you tried it? Some told me that they tried it and really liked it. So when I saw that this new clear water mousse came out, I was like, okay, I have to try it. So I tried it last night. Long story short, I really like this product. I got a really natural looking tan. And honestly, it's a very strange experience to be applying a clear mousse because you don't have the guide. You're so used to having the guide. And I was like, this isn't going to go well. Like, I'm going to get streaks, whatever. I was so surprised at how even everything was. I only have one little mark on my thigh where I can tell I didn't quite meet the other body part because, you know, you put it on in body parts.
Yeah. Did you use the mitt? How did you put it on?
The mitt is crucial.
Yeah.
You can't put it on without the mitt. I realized that my back is so even and I did it myself. That's shocking. And that's the mitt.
Okay, good. And the smell?
Okay. So when you put it on, it's quite amazing because there is no scent at all. And they claim that there's no scent, but they all say that there's no scent. Eventually, when it develops, you're going to get some scent. But honestly, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say the scent was like maybe a 2. Which is pretty impressive. Like a lot of times I did this in the evening and I went to bed after. And sometimes I'm like, that smell is actually killing me. Like I'm having a hard time falling asleep because it's bothering me. Did not find that.
Transfer on your sheets.
No transfer on my sheets. Just so you know, I left it on for 2 hours, which is the minimum that they say. So they say it's customizable. You can go up to 6 hours if you want a deeper tan. I use the light to medium. There's also a medium to dark. So depending on your skin tone, it develops over 12 hours. Definitely had more intense color today, but it looks really natural. My skin's so soft, and I will definitely be doing this before Croatia, before cottage trips. This is my new go-to self-tanner.
We've told you what to pack. Now we're going to get some epic skin tips from our guest today. Once again, it's Cynthia Rivas. And, you know, like I mentioned, she's just popping up all over the globe. You know, she's popped up in Paris during Couture Fashion Week. And most recently, like I mentioned, at the Palm Heights Hotel in the Grand Caymans. Like, this place is so elite that when Frankie's Bikinis did their shoot with Pamela Anderson, that's the hotel they're shooting that campaign at.
Wow.
And so in today's episode, you're going to hear about her favorite eye masks that we had never heard of before. But these are the ones that she puts on either on the plane or when she gets to a hotel so she doesn't look tired. We also find out her go-to ingredients for treating summer pores. I know that's such a big concern for people. And the sunscreen that she relies on. She even talks to us about what to do if, God forbid, you do get a sunburn, the ingredients to look for, what to avoid, and her favorite product for skin calming. And I also have to mention that Cynthia, she just did a whole article in Vogue because she's getting married. And of course, she's doing a destination wedding in Italy in the fall. And she did a whole countdown for what to do.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering if she's going to be packing, because she's a Chanel girly, the Le Beige Water Fresh Tint. You know, they have minis now.
Yes.
They just launched little baby minis of our favorite Water Fresh Tint. How adorable is that? I'm sure she's going to be packing that. I know I am.
I'm sure. And a big hat on top of that. So anything that we've talked about today, you can always find links to everything, all the products that we mentioned, that products that Cynthia mentions, over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a review. And of course, follow us on TikTok and on Instagram. Our handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So here she is. Welcome, facialist to the stars, Cynthia Rivas.
This episode is brought to you in part by Pillsbury. Okay, so we've been talking about jet setting and summer travel today. Let's be honest, though, it's not all fancy restaurants overlooking the Eiffel Tower and barbecues in Montauk or the Muskokas. There's always going to be those working days or the days leading up to the family trip where you just need to eat something warm and yummy that isn't going to require every ingredient in the kitchen. Question for you, when's the last time you warmed up some easy to level up crescent rolls? You can find the OG Pillsbury in the dairy aisle for easy dinner prep in 30 minutes or less, with weeknight recipes that are as easy as fill, roll, bake. I know what you're thinking. I'm listening, Carlene. How about this? Pepperoni pizza crescent rolls. Yum. A little bit of mushrooms, green pepper, cheese, tomato sauce, maybe pepperoni. Could be a garden salad on the side. Or how about the classic ham and cheese crescent rolls alongside some steamed broccoli? Chicken, bacon, ranch crescent rolls with a simple crudité. I mean, these are picky eater pleasing kind of rainy day at the cottage dinner solutions. Am I right? You can find more weeknight dinner recipes at pillsbury.com. That's pillsbury.com. Once again, that's pillsbury.com. pillsbury.com. You'll enjoy all these recipes just like me and my family do. And now, back to the show.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Her name is Coco.
For a while, it seemed like Coco Berthmann was everywhere.
There was this girl from Germany who had been trafficked in a most horrible way.
But in early 2022, it all fell apart and people started questioning everything Coco had ever said.
Is her name even Coco? We don't even know that.
I'm Sarah Ganim, host of Believable, the Coco Berthmann story, a new investigative series from Dear Media. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So this is the lazy / busy girl's guide to great summer skin. And today we are welcoming Cynthia Rivas. And Cynthia, what would you say is sort of like what you're most known for?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with both of you. Wow. So I guess like what I feel like I'm two things I would say. My facial massage.
Okay.
I'm very big into massage and lymphatic drainage, sculpting, things like that. And I also have to say it's my creativity and mixing Eastern and Western skincare treatments together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Tell us more. What does that even mean?
Yeah. So, you know, like I love the idea of personal touch and, mm-hmm. you know, massage and, you know, gua sha and everything you would find like an Eastern approach to skincare.
Yeah.
But my background in dermatology and like med spas makes me question things and like research ingredients and modalities. And like, I love how like machines can really do so much too. So okay. I love to mix them both together because I feel like I want the best of both worlds, right? I want like everything, give me all of it that works. And I just mix them all together.
Okay.
Yeah. I love a good edit. That's what we're mm-hmm. going to find out from you today. By the way, my middle name is Cynthia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't come across a lot of Cynthias. So hello there. I wanted to ask you because, you know, you operate out of your own day spa of a New York City brownstone, but you also do these cool pop-ups. So where did the inspiration, where did that idea come from? And tell us more about that.
Yeah. So my favorite thing to do in the world is travel. Like I just love being immersed in new culture and trying new things. And it's almost like it feeds my soul, like the freedom of like travel and new experiences. And it helps me open my mind to new things. But I'm also like obsessed with how women treat their skin around the world. Like I just love learning new techniques and just being exposed to all of that. So when I would travel, like I would always be like, oh, I need to go, you know, look into this or like go to this, like, you know, store to look at their products here. Or, you know, I would do trainings just to like learn like different like techniques. And when I started to do that, I was like, you know what, like, why don't I start like doing like treatments too? And like, I'm very lucky to have international clients. And so when I was like attending like some shows, they'd be like, oh, well, why don't you try to do like a pop up? Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? Like I can do that? Like kind of like nuts, you know what I mean? And I just kind of like went for it one day and it just snowballed into, you know, a bunch of pop-ups now and more to come.
And what about what you personally pack and what you do? Because we were talking mm-hmm. earlier off the mic, like every time I get on a flight, it's just like scorched skin barrier, you know, and I'm sure there were a lot of jet set people who really needed help. But what do you personally bring? Like what are the minis in your bag? Or, you know, do you run to the pharmacy in Paris when you get there? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I am not a minimalist by no means. So I literally pack everything. I go by, you know, more is more, you know, mm-hmm. like I do not want to like miss anything. Mm-hmm. So this is like a little extreme, but I'm going to tell you guys. So basically in my carry on, I have a little version of all of my skincare products that I'm going to use. Right. So like either I put them in bottles or I find like little travel sizes mm-hmm. and I have it all there.
So what's your cleanser? What's the cleanser you cannot travel without? Or two, three, whatever it is.
I mean, yes, right? Because like to treat your skin as a true professional, yeah. it depends yeah. like what your skin's feeling like that day. But I would say like the most universal would be is Clinical Cleansing Complex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a great product. It removes makeup. It's pH balancing. So it's really good for travel. It's good for if I'm feeling dry, if I'm feeling oily. It's just like a really well balanced, mm-hmm. like well-rounded cleanser.
And what do you put on the flight? Like what is your routine?
So the trick is to do your skin routine depending on like what time of day it is. So for example, if you have an overnight flight, you do your night routine, then you get on the plane. And as soon as you land, you do your morning. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, you know, if for some reason, like you are taking like an afternoon flight, you're going to have your morning skincare on during the flight. You really should do your night routine, you know, sleep. And then when you land, do your morning something. So you want to like stay consistent in your routine, but I don't like to do like retinoids before a flight because those are drying, like no acids, like really focus on like hydration. Mm-hmm. And what I love to do is I do my full skincare and then I apply like a product to kind of like lock and seal everything in. Maylinstrom Blue Cocoon. That's yeah. like a fabulous product for that. So do your whole skincare up to your moisturizer, seal it in with like a blue cocoon or like an oil or Is Clinical makes something called the Shield. Mm. It's an amazing product and it's just going to lock everything in, protect your skin during the flight. When you land, then you're going to do, you know, your skincare.
Yeah. It's kind of like a balm, right?
Yeah.
Something that's
yeah. I don't love like the Vaseline kind of
slugging idea.
I don't like, I feel like if you're going to do it with a product that's actually has some benefit to the skin versus right. just like a Vaseline or, yeah. you know, like I'm not into that, but yeah, that's it. Works wonders when you do that. And then, you know, when I land, that's when I do like my eye mask, my sheet masks, mm-hmm. you know, maybe pull out my cryo sticks and like really try to depuff and like really try to penetrate the hydration that I lost during the flight.
Right. What eye masks do you like?
So I have one that I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
And they're like the best ones I've ever been able to find. MBR, Medical Beauty Research, is a German skincare line. They make eye patches. They only have one. And they are like the only product I've been able to find like immediate gratification with.
Really?
They're very plumping. They smooth out lines. Mm-hmm. You can put your eye cream on top of it. You can put them in like the fridge, keep them cold. And when you put it on, you get a little bit more depuffing. They're amazing.
Are they like gels or are they?
No, okay. No, they're patches. Mm-hmm. They're true patches that are have a lot of product. So they you have a lot of, you know, liquid to soak in, a lot of serum to soak up.
If I had to guess, I'd guess you don't wear makeup on a flight. Am I right?
I don't.
Yeah. No, I never wear makeup on a flight.
No.
I don't know. That's just, I feel like it's not a good idea, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
It's just
skincare is my makeup.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about some summer skin tips. So what do you think is the best kind of solution, or what should people do about pores? Because I feel like, you know, there's this thing, they don't actually grow in size, but they just somehow seem, your face is more oily and they tend to be accentuated. Yeah. So
I read the other day there was 20,000 pores on your face. And I was like, oh, that's why they seem so big, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
So what do you use to get a good result?
Yeah. So, you know, using AHA, BHAs of always worked, right? So that's something that you should incorporate in your skincare really year round, but especially like in the summer. I do want to mention that you want to be very mindful that some of these things can make you very, you know, sun sensitive, like to sunburn. So anything that's active, you want to use it at nighttime, but you should be using it, right? And also, like, when your skin, like the pores look a little bit bigger, sometimes it's because you're missing proper exfoliation on a daily basis, or, you know, a few times a week. It could be when the pore, so actually it's the hair follicles, but has the oil gland. So when the hair follicle is excreting oil, they look like a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah.
Oily skin has bigger pores because they're constantly excreting oil, versus dry skin, they're smaller because there's not really much oil production going on, right? So definitely using like AHA, BHAs is great. Wearing sunscreen, because believe it or not, sun can enlarge the pores. Mm. It is like a damage that it's causing. So it could cause enlarged pores. Retinoids are also amazing for like refining the pore. So let's back it up to like how really this all works. You cannot change the size of your pore. So you can't change it. It's genetics. It is what it is, but you can refine them.
Yeah.
And the best way that I like to tell my clients to kind of picture what's happening with chemical peels and things like that is like, if you look at skin under a microscope, right? They look like, you know, pores look like hills and valleys and like mountains and things like that, right? It's bumpy, right? So when you take an exfoliator, imagine you're taking the peak off of the mountaintop, right? So they look much smoother, and that's what happens to the skin. So you're actually not changing the pore size. You're just making it look smoother and work on texture. So anything that works on your texture is going to make your pores look more refined and smaller. So that's kind of like what you need to think about. Exfoliants, HA, BHAs, retinoids, like chemical peels, you know, things like that.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
Yeah. What's your reco?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For cleansers or for just AHA?
Both.
Okay. So something that combines acids really well, like HA, BHA, is Clinical Active Serum.
Okay.
It's an amazing product. It helps to really retexturize the skin. It helps to brighten the skin. It literally does everything under the sun. Pore size, fine lines and wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, everything, really. It does it all. That's an amazing one. And then I think I have to go back to the cleansing complex. It's a really good cleanser, and it has the BHA in it. It's a small dose, but it works to break up, you know, blackheads and congestion.
Mm-hmm. The active serum, is that the one that kind of tingles when you put it on?
It's spicy.
See, I don't know. It's something about that. Like, it kind of freaks me out. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be using this, because like, I'm rosacea. I'm like, I flush at the drop of a hat, and it just seems wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me it's stick with it.
For rosacea, I would say rosacea is tricky, right? Because like, you want to stimulate, but then you have to like make sure you really calm the skin, right? So it's kind of, you have to have like a really good balance.
Yeah. Is there one that you'd recommend for sensitive skin, like a AHA, BHA?
So I feel like you could use active serum, just don't use it on cheeks.
Okay.
Because that's like usually where you have most of the flare-ups with, you know, rosacea. Yeah. So maybe use it everywhere else.
Like T-zone kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or just like on the nose. Or you can actually mix it with the Hydroquil serum.
Okay.
Which is nice. Also by Is Clinical. So It takes like a little bit of the spiciness away. So you can actually tolerate it. But one of my favorite products for rosacea is the ProHeal serum.
From them as well.
It's amazing. It calms inflammation, reduces redness, it's antioxidant, has good vitamin C in it. Mm-hmm.
Pausing for a moment to shout out one of our longtime show partners, Nutrafol. So I shared with Carlene earlier in this episode that I recently experienced some hair thinning, and thankfully I'm back in the regrowth phase now. And, you know, the downside is I have this little crown of frizz for the whole entire summer. So I definitely need to have more styling products on lock all summer long. And I'm also really grateful that Nutrafol is part of my daily routine because it's definitely helping my hair get back to its full and lush self. And, you know, with the hair thinning, I know that I'm not alone. Approximately 1 in 2 women will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. It's normal, and Nutrafol helps women address it from within. So Nutrafol, they're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength in your hair. And Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. And it really is this whole body health approach. So whether you're postpartum or you're perimenopausal, no matter what your age or your lifestyle, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. And Nutrafol is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you know that you get the most reliable results. So great news for Breaking Beauty listeners. We have a special code if you want to try it yourself. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. So that's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
What about hyperpigmentation during the summer? Because a lot of these things that we talk about are sun sensitive.
So the number one thing is going to be sunscreen.
Yeah.
You have to wear sunscreen. And like, even if you don't have hyperpigmentation, you have to wear sunscreen. So, you know, even like a couple minutes of sun exposure is going to make any sunspot, any melasma darker. It's just like the way it works, right? Mm-hmm. So when that melanocyte is exposed to sun, it's going to activate, right? And it's going to get darker. So you have to wear sunscreen. Another tip that I like to recommend is wear a hat, right? Mm-hmm. So like sometimes like sunscreen isn't enough if you're really going to be in like directly outside. So like wear like a cute hat, you know? I love the beach, but you know, I'm in a hat, I'm in sunscreen, and I'm under an umbrella. You know what I mean? Like, and you can still enjoy, you know, being out in the sun, you know, not just directly hitting your skin.
Yeah. Any drugstore sunscreen finds or K-beauty SPFs. I feel like everyone's always still looking for the holy grail, right? Even though we know about the LTMD and the Neutrogena faves, but any others that you think people should know about?
Yeah, I mean, I love LTMD. That's my favorite. The UV Clear. Is Clinical also has an Extreme Protect, which is lovely. But I think like La Roche-Posay, you know, I personally am a fan of the physical sunblock. I'm not opposed to the chemical, but I just prefer physical. So look for like, you know, the zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, you know, look for like an SPF 30 or higher, you know, and just reapply. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sun hat?
Eric Javits.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of it? Yeah. Is that right?
I have one. Doesn't fit my head. This is why I'm asking you, because I can tell you have thick hair. I have thick hair as well.
Yeah. It's a little tight.
Never fit my head.
It is a little tight. Yeah. But that's actually something we should talk about. You should look for hats with UPF.
Yeah.
Right? So SPF is in skincare products. Mm-hmm. UPF is for clothing.
Yeah.
Ultraviolet protection factor. So your hat should have that sun protection.
Right. I just got one of those Bluestone shields. I think they sent one to you as well.
Yes.
And I look like Darth Vader, but I'm literally considering it, hearing it on a walk, because it is kind of amazing. So basically, if you guys that are listening, it's like it like comes down on your face like a shield, but you can see through it perfectly. Did you try it on yet?
No, I haven't. But I did finally get a press release for one of those SPF
patches that we were talking about.
Jill was talking about on a previous show that it's like the next K-beauty thing.
Yeah. So basically they use them in golfing, like outdoor sports.
Yeah. And so it looks like an under eye patch, but it goes over your cheek and it's SPF and you wear it, you leave it on. And I was like, it seems kind of wild, but and obviously you're supposed to wear other SPF.
Yeah.
But really, honestly, when you get older, like those high points of your cheeks are where the dark spots always
are.
That's
so true.
The big blotches that turn into like the size of a dime, like my mom has one and I have one that's like coming here. And we went to an event a few weeks ago and it was that thing where you stick your head in and it's a purple light and it shows all of the damage that's in the underlayers. And I saw I have another one coming up on the other side on my cheekbone. It's always there.
Like into the future. Those
it's
things.
Even more so than the nose or anywhere. So I was like, those actually do make a lot of sense. What? Well, you still have to wear other sunscreen, but it's that's really the area where you're going to get those big blotches.
I agree.
Just saying.
Have you seen these?
I haven't. That's a really good idea.
They became really popular in K-beauty because of all, there's a lot of female golfers in Korea. Like they are like the top female golfer in the world for a long time is from Korea. And they just sit on top of your cheekbones and
I love it.
Like
that's such a great idea. APC I mean, I'm picturing like, you know, like the lifeguard on the beach with like the
I think
zinc.
It's reminiscent of the old school where you'd have the zinc on the nose and maybe at the high points of the cheek, but
not messy.
Easier to get off.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between just those dark spots and melasma? Because melasma is its own thing, right?
It is. Yeah. So they're totally different. So melasma is induced by so many different things. So melasma is hormonally induced, birth control, pregnancy, heat, which is insane that heat can literally cause melasma, sun. And you can really tell if it's melasma or just like, you know, like a solar lentigo or like a sunspot because it's kind of like a cluster, like a shadowing effect in the skin. So a sunspot is like literally like one spot and it's by itself. Melasma is like a cluster or a shadowing like over the upper lip, right? Almost looks like a mustache or women who are pregnant, they get it like in their cheeks, like the butterfly like effect, you know. You can also get it in the forehead. But the easiest way to tell if it's like a shadow, like cluster of pigment versus like just an individual spot. But, you know, melasma is so tricky. And sadly, like there is nothing that truly gets rid of it. It's, you know, it's something you just have to kind of deal with always.
They need to get a patch.
I know, right? Actually, that's like brilliant.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Patch.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a ton of treatments for it, which don't differ too much from like a sunspot, even though a sunspot, it's like easy. It's like honestly something you just go and like laser it off. But like you can't laser melasma because the heat will make it worse. I mean, and we feel like the only, you know, for anyone listening, like if you have melasma, like the only laser that I know like has been like really tested for melasma is Clear and Brilliant.
Yeah.
You can do infusions with Clear and Brilliant Laser 2. It's a laser, but it's like low heat and it helps to break apart, you know, like the melasma and exfoliate it.
Okay.
So it helps. And then because it's like creating like tiny little like openings in the skin, it's almost like it's a fractionated laser. Imagine like microneedling, how it's like puncturing the skin, but it's actually a laser puncturing the skin. So because it's creating these like tiny little openings, you can infuse ingredients to like help with melasma.
Oh, interesting. So like hydroquinone or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it, but yes.
Hydroquinone. Oh, interesting. So like little pathways and it can actually get in deeper. Oh. Yeah.
So there is no lazy / busy method of getting rid of melasma.
That's upsetting.
There isn't. It's a lot of work. It's work.
Unless we invent the patch.
Right.
With tiny Breaking Beauty logos all over it.
Yeah, little marker darts on it. I personally feel like as I've gotten older, my pores have gotten more noticeable. Is there any difference in how you should be treating your pores if you're like, it's just, they're more noticeable because of age? Like they're almost sagging versus just being young and having like oilier skin and you feel like they're more noticeable. Is there any kind of laser to treat that?
Yeah, I mean, Clear and Brilliant and like Fraxel is amazing. Yeah, but I think like, as you get older and like if your pores look bigger, I think it's you have to like exfoliate a little bit more often. Okay. Yeah. Microneedling is amazing also. Hmm. But like, you know, think of treatments that are going to like tighten the skin, like RF, and that's just going to kind of tighten everything to kind of give you like the effect of tighter skin, like pores will be smaller. But really, like when you want to treat pores, no matter what age, think of like exfoliating really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good point. I'm too chicken. I've still never tried microneedling.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I would trust you, but I just feel like it has to be in the right hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In order to do it. Yeah. Okay.
What about skin flushing in the summer? Do you have tips for calming and keeping tone even?
So because of like rosacea or?
Yeah. Like the heat that comes with the summer sometimes can just cause flushing, right? If you have sensitive or.
Yeah. Like the second I go outside, if it's like, you know, 85 degrees or higher, I'm instantly just flushed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been like my whole life. So
definitely minimize hot showers, but Arnica is amazing to like reduce like any type of redness. Using like the ice rollers or cryo sticks are awesome too. The ProHeal serum from Is Clinical is awesome for just like reducing redness and just being like really careful with your acids. You know, you don't want to overdo it as well. So those would be like my main tips.
Okay. Do you have any kind of like skin tint or cover up that you like to recommend if someone has a lot of redness or something that's like skincare meets makeup kind of idea?
There is. I mean, when it comes to like recommending makeup, I love RMS. I don't know if you guys have tried it. Yeah. I just feel like it's like second skin.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like so natural. So I recommend that. There is this brand called Oxygenetics. Have you guys heard of this?
I'm not sure.
So it's usually like, I learned about it when I was in derm because like they would carry it. So it's breathable like foundation.
Okay.
Or it's actually okay for people who have acne where it's like, I feel like it's like aloe based. I forget. I'll have to like look into it. Mm-hmm. It's something that like was recommended all the time for people who had like skin conditions and it was like fine to use and it's like buildable coverage. It was like amazing coverage. But other than that, like I like RMS.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So we've been talking a lot about summer jet setting and you know, my family is traveling at the end of August. So when we get back, it is on. It's back to school time. It will already be here. And yeah, I hate to break it to you. The first day of school is around the corner. Don't shoot the messenger. So I've already been thinking about kids' clothes because goddess knows they've already grown another size over the summer. And heads up, Macy's has outfits from kids' favorite brands like Levi's, Free People. And let's not forget about the all-important kicks. Macy's has an amazing selection of Nikes and Adidas. Oh, and backpacks from JanSport and The North Face. They do go through their fair share of wear and tear. And even if your kids are college bound, Macy's has a slew of dorm essentials like bedding, Fitbits for keeping them on their gym routine, and of course, beauty musts. This is a beauty podcast after all. Beauty blenders, maybe a fresh set of makeup brushes, face wash, body wash, sunscreen. They're all available in stores and online where Macy's has created a curated roundup of back to school essentials. Where to find it? Head on over to Macy's.com/back to school for all of your back to school needs. That's Macy's.com/back to school. Head on over to Macy's.com/back to school. And now back to the show. I wanted to ask you about some of your travels because you said that you're obsessed with, you know, learning about from different cultures about different beauty, you know, different beauty habits and things like that. So I wondered, what are some of the best beauty mementos that you've bought in your travels or picked up that we can't get here? Anything that stands out?
So I purchased an oxygen machine in Hong Kong, which was Korean, actually, before we had it here.
Okay.
Which was really interesting, like, because they believed in, like, here, like, we would have, like, kind of, like, superficial, you know, oxygen, like, with, like, an oxygenating gun to infuse, like, you know, serums. But they took it to the next level where they believed in actually inhaling it, too.
Okay.
So now, like, you, I'm sure, like, other, you know, SDs that are listening, like, you probably know what I'm talking about, but you have, like, a dome.
Yeah.
Right.
The chamber thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So that was like before. Right. Like that started like getting like really, really popular. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, again, thinking of like the whole body, you know, like treatment, which like I loved.
God, I need a dome right now.
Right. Fresh off a flight.
What is your solution for sunburn? Like, what do you do to treat it so that it doesn't feel like crazy?
Yeah. So antioxidants are going to be your best friend. For like a sunburn. I've mentioned it before, a ProHeal serum mm-hmm. is amazing for that. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that a sunburn is free radical damage, right? You have literally damaged the skin cell. So you have to support it with ingredients that will neutralize the free radicals.
Yeah.
So antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, you know, those are amazing. You don't want to take hot showers, right? Because you're just going to further create like inflammation in the skin cell if the water is super hot, right? So like a lukewarm shower. I mean, aloe has always been, you know, like a staple, but I feel like you can take it to the next level by using antioxidants and cooling the skin. The Isclinical Shield is also amazing, very mm-hmm. reparative. Yeah. And you want to stay away from anything exfoliating, nothing, you know, like you just want to like calm the skin as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Similar to that, have you ever mm-hmm. had anybody come in that has had margarita burn? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that the, like with lemon, like the acid?
Yeah, it's on your hands usually.
I haven't seen it, but like, well, I saw it on Instagram. Okay. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is fair warning to everyone listening. This can happen if you're squeezing limes in the sun.
Yeah.
Be careful. Wash your hands every time because sun exposure, you know, you're making margaritas all day. And then the next thing you know, your hands are like blistered. I've seen a couple of influencers that happened to recently. And they ended up in a Mexico hospital.
Wow.
Oh, my. Oh, that's yeah, like weird. Their hands were bandaged like the mummy.
Oh, my God.
Like one was so blistered, it was like she was very unwell.
Oh, my God.
So just be warned that that can happen. You know, enjoy your margaritas, but safely.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, I've seen like crazy things. I mean, I have literally heard of people rubbing lemon on their body to like lighten or brighten their skin. I've been on the beach. I think it was in Greece. I don't remember exactly where, but this woman was spraying something on herself. And I was like, I just have to ask her, like, what the hell are you spraying on yourself? She was spraying hydrogen peroxide.
What?
To, like literally indirect sun, hydrogen peroxide all over her body to try to brighten her skin and bleach her hair. Oh like, gosh. I was like, what? Like, you literally learn the wildest things when you travel. You know, you just like ask questions. I'm like, Where did you even like hear about this?
Yeah,
you know, like
that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
not a good idea. Yeah. Did we miss anything, Cynthia? Is there a question or a tip that you like to pass on to your clients to beat the heat? Like, say they come to see you and they're all excited and they're about to head off on some amazing vacation. Like, what are your parting words to them?
I always tell them like you better not even look like you had any sun.
Okay.
But I joke, but I'm like serious at the same time. Like I've spent so much time on your skin, but you know, just getting like proper like hats, you know, which we touched on, like it could be something cute. Don't give me a baseball cap. Like give me something with like a wide brim that will like really protect you. That's important. I love for them to use antioxidants like the whole like morning and night when you travel. So during the day to protect you and at night to help you repair from any of like the damage.
So like double down on the antioxidants.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. When you're away. Okay.
Exactly. And then just make sure like they really are just using sunscreen like all the time. Like if you go in the water, like as soon as you come back out, like even if it's waterproof, reapply. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we know that you're protected.
Yeah.
Do a lot of your clients, are they using self-tanner? Or...
So I actually recommend it. Yeah. Like if you want like a little sun kiss, literally just go put on self-tanner and then like you'll be fine. You know what I mean? Like because they're like, oh, but I'm going to be like the palest person on the beach. Yeah. I'm like, I am and it's fine. You know what I mean? Like use a little self-tanner. So, I mean, now like, you know, if you get like a professional spray tan, like it looks really good. Or, I mean, I love, what's that brand? Tan Lux, where you can mix it into your own moisturizer, which is like, I love it because it doesn't like have like that weird smell, you know, like you can control like how dark you go, you know, so and you're putting it into your skincare, you know. So
Do they make you break out self-tanners?
They can.
Yeah,
they can. Yeah, it depends. So that's why I feel like Tan Lux is like pretty good because you're using your own moisturizer. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Cynthia, for helping us be lazy and have a great summer, you know. Thank you so much. It was great to meet you. And when's your next Paris pop-up?
September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do people get on the list?
I know. I mean, it's actually, that's a good question. Like, it's really like referral at this point. Uh-huh. But maybe I'll start something on my website.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.